Langley's professional soccer team is on the field in this afternoon's heat, attempting to defeat the visiting York United FC in what they're calling a beach party-themed match at Willoughby Stadium. But to get in the spirit for today's game, earlier this week Vancouver Football Club, VFC, Eagles took to the banks of the Fraser River for a pre-beach party of sorts. Approximately 20 people from VFC and the Fraser Valley Fanatics, including 5 Eagles players, took part in a river cleanup in Fort Langley on Monday, collecting garbage and debris along the shores for about an hour. This was the first of what is expected to be more such river cleanup efforts, designed to bring awareness to the human impact on the surrounding nature and communities while also celebrating the beauty of the province, explained Caitlin White, VFC's Public Relations and Communications Coordinator. It is just an example of a community initiative DVFC is doing around our neighborhoods, she added. The Eagles are halfway through their longest homestand of the 2024 season, with 3 consecutive matches played on their home pitch in Willoughby. They previously hosted the Atletico Ottawa a little more than a week ago, falling 3-0, and now they're taking on another Eastern rival from Toronto. Saturday's game began at 3 p.m. Today's matchup is the first time that York has visited Willoughby Stadium this season, after the Eagles played 2 previous games at York Lions Stadium. In the last meeting between these two sides, VFC fought their way back twice to earn a point in the 2-2 draw. And, in the first game this season against York back in April, the Eagles lost 0-3. Now, Vancouver will be looking to dig deep and earn the all-important 3 points against York in today's matinee game. At halftime in Saturday's game, neither team had yet to score. They're counting on VFC's goalkeeper Callum Irving to help make that possible. Fans will be watching his play today. Irving made 4 saves in the club's match last week against Otto for a total of 43 stops this season in all competitions. The native of Vancouver's 41 saves in league play now ranks him first in the corporal for saves, leaving by 1 to VFC's next opponent, York's T. Vincenzini. New signing. A day before the York rematch, the Eagles announced signing of midfielder Olivier Ramens. Vancouver is Ramens' first non-European club. The native of Belgium has represented in his career after playing in Netherlands, Lithuania, Estonia, and Matla, announced VFC head coach Afshin Goatby. They have been targeting an experienced midfielder for several weeks, and Goatby was excited to confirm the signing Friday. We're really happy to have him, the coach shared little more than 24 hours before kickoff. I know a little bit about him, and I feel hopefully he will be a good fit in helping our team bring a little more consistency in the middle of the park, Goatby shared. Ramens, 29, is a seasoned veteran of the game playing the majority of his 10-year career in the Dutch football system, before also gaining experience in other European countries including Lithuania, Estonia, and Malta. Ramens joins Vancouver from Balzan FC of the Maltese Premier League where he has spent the last 7 months. With 14 matches under their belt this season as they near the halfway point, Goatby was optimistic about the team's performance on Saturday and moving into the latter half of the year. Looking at it in a more positive tone, last season we won only 8 games. Already, this season, we've won 5. Last year, I think we got 28 points. Already we are scratching at 20. I feel that we are very competitive in every game, Goatby said. While he acknowledged there is still a lack of experience that probably accounts for the losses they have noted so far this season, and there's going to be ups and downs that come with such a new, 1.5-year-old, club, he remains confident that by staying positive and looking for solutions, including the signing of Ramens to the infield, this club will do well. I'm very optimistic because I believe in the team. We have a very interesting group PF players. They're all growing and maturing at different rates, and it's my responsibility to put all the losses on my shoulder and take it to heart, and try to take that pressure off of my players and try to help them stay positive and to help them regroup, and have a great game, today, and build off of that, he elaborated. I think what I am happy about is our resilience, our spirit, our ability to create chances and score goals. Next up, the Eagles host Calgary's Cavalry FC next Friday, July 26, at Willoughby Stadium. That will be followed by an away game August 5th in Halifax against the Wanderers.